Welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard.
And I'm John Leonard.
And today's topic is going to be on Doctor Who. We've actually recently downloaded the entire series. We have every episode from William Hartnell all the way to Matt Smith's new episodes. And
David downloaded the video episodes, while I've been in the process of downloading the audiobooks and audio dramas. And boy howdy, the company Big Finish Productions produce a lot.
Yes, they have all kinds of episodes, including parodies and other regenerations, and it's interesting to try to come up with different theories as to, well, does the Doctor really only have 12 regenerations, and is this really the next to the last one, or are there other episodes that kind of contradict that, because the Master has more, and other things.
Well, in fact, with David Tennant episodes, when he used a regeneration, and, he put all the energy into his hand. I was like, what? Wait a minute, huh? How is this?
Mm-hmm.
Is this canon? What's going on?
Well, obviously, if it's on video, it's canon.
Apparently, really? Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, a lot of things. We've been watching the Third Doctor, Jon Pertwee, and...
Third Doctor?
The Third Doctor. That's what he calls.
Oh, okay.
He's the Third Doctor, yes.
All right. Oh, yes, okay.
Yes,
now
yeah, you're right. Yeah, he's the Third Doctor.
I was thinking of Matt Smith,
Matt Smith being the new the third, this new series. But then Matt Smith has been taking a lot of things from him. For example, the getting new clothes from a hospital room, or seeing the Silurian race.
True. Yes.
And that the new Doctor has obviously... interesting to think of all the new special effects and things, how Doctor Who used to be known as very cheesy, low-budget... low-rate sci-fi.
The Daleks.
Yes, all the designs, and how they have to keep maintaining those simple designs while adding all these new special effects. I think if the people who made the first sets of Doctor Who saw what they could do with it now, their heads would explode.
Well, it's sort of like, the same problem that Star Trek had when they tried to make Enterprise. It's like, wait a minute, the stuff they have on Enterprise... is more advanced than what they end up having in the original series, but it's supposed to be a prequel series. What?
Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing in Star Wars. The prequels on R2-D2 had so much more stuff in the prequels than he did in the original, in the 4, 5, and 6. So how do you explain that? But anyways, we can talk about some of the specific episodes of Matt Smith, like the new the Angels, the Weeping Angels episode.
By the way, this is spoilerific, likely.
Likely, yes. River Song... being one of the new main characters that she was introduced during the David Tennant Doctor, basically at the end of her life, saying all the things that, she had done with the Doctor, even though he hadn't technically met her yet. It's kind of interesting trying to figure out is she his husband? Is she something else in a closer relationship? The fact that she knows his real name.
And that she ends up having an advanced version of the sonic screwdriver.
Yes, that... should be an interesting to see how he gets that and what happens, and if they do have the whole thing planned out, as they said in some of the interviews, that they wrote her whole story in order and decided, hey, let's introduce it out of order, because this is a Doctor, he can travel through time and space. Let's make it interesting.
Which can really only be done with Doctor Who. I mean, what other series can you write story for, in that fashion?
True. Or the other episode with the Vampires of Venice, saying there's a scientific explanation as to these fish creatures.
Space fish.
Space fish, yes. That can have these disguise devices that do not reflect, so they look like vampires in terms of they don't reflect in the mirrors, and they have fangs, and they drink blood, but instead of just drinking it, they drink it for the water, and that they want to flood Venice.
Well, not just that they're drinking, for the water, but also the fact that when they suck from women, they're actually converting, they're switching out their blood for their own blood to convert them into female fish, space fish.
Yes. Mm. And there's also the whole story with the companion, Amy, who has this crack following her, cracks in time and space that seem to be, anything that goes in them is forgotten forever.
Not just forgotten, it simply does not exist.
It escapes in existence. Well, it's almost the end of the episode again, and maybe we'll have another one of Doctor Who later. In the meantime, if you like this episode or hate the show, please email me at codemaster2005@gmail.com. Peace.